Sony's latest flagship is finally here with its 21:9 cinema-wide 4K HDR OLED display. And what would be a worthy competitor for this? I think probably the OnePlus 7 Pro with its 90Hz quad HD display. So which one's going to win? Well, let's find out. Okay, we've got the OnePlus 7 Pro on the left-hand side and we've got the Sony Xperia 1 on the right-hand side. They've both got the Snapdragon 855. It's looking neck and neck at the moment, but already the Xperia 1 has gone into the 2048 test first. That seems to have jumped into the lead there, so that's a good early start there by the Xperia. Let's see what's going to happen as we go further down the road. As I was saying earlier on, there is a difference in the resolution here, and look how much blue there is in that 4K display on the right-hand side. Much more dense there, as there's much more of those globes being put on that test. Now we're into the SQL Lite test, and look at the OnePlus 7 Pro. It's just tearing its way through. It's, it goes down. There you go. Finish the test while the Xperia 1 is still struggling. Here it goes. Where's it going to get to? Now it's only finishing and it's into the 3D cube test. So that's given the OnePlus 7 Pro a significant lead at this point. Just because of that SQL Lite test, it's now into the 2D gaming test. Hopefully, there it is. Now the Xperia 1 is also into the 2D gaming test while the OnePlus 7 Pro is into the 16 thread test. Now, there's one thing worth mentioning. I think there are some circumstances when the Xperia 1 will run in full HD rather than 4K. If it detects that a game or an app needs to run in full HD, it will switch. Now, at this point, the OnePlus 7 Pro is steaming ahead. It went first into that Unity test, but look at the speed of the Xperia 1 here. It is going now. It's coming down to that same, up to the sky. It's also making its way down to the valley, turning right. Which one's going to go up first? I think it was there. It was OnePlus 7 Pro, but now as they come down to the castle scene, which one's going to finish first? They're both, it looks like the Xperia 1. The Xperia 1, yes, it's the first into the compression test. It's taken the lead. Will the OnePlus 7 Pro really catch up during this compression test? No, it hasn't. There you go. 1:38.5 compared to 1:40.1. Well, we really need to break down these scores and see what happened. So overall, the Xperia won the day with 1:38.5. About a second and a half later, in came the OnePlus 7 Pro with 1:40.1. Now, if we look at the CPU times, we can see the OnePlus 7 Pro was a clear winner with 26.1 seconds compared to 33 seconds for the Sony, and that's a lot to do with that SQL Lite test. Once we get into the mixed test, which includes the blur test, we can see there that they are roughly the same, 38.6 compared to 39.8, a little slight win there by the Sony. But when we get to the GPU test, an absolutely huge difference, 26.8 versus 34.1, and that can only be possible if the Sony switched into full HD mode. There's no way it produced that time in 4K resolution, whereas the OnePlus 7 Pro stayed in quad HD and it took longer to get through that test. And because it clearly switched into full HD there, the overall time by the Sony made it the winner, 1:38.5. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe. And that's it. I'll see you in the next one.